Greetings, and welcome to the DoubleTick 7.0 demonstration of DoubleTick Availability Full Server to Hyper-V. The Full Server to Hyper-V job type is a wonderful job type to protect any source to a Hyper-V server. This Hyper-V server could be Windows 2008 or Windows 2012, and the machine you are protecting can be Windows 2003, 2008, or 2012 as well. Also, that production machine that you are protecting to Hyper-V can be truly anywhere. It could be physical, virtual, on the same hypervisor or a different hypervisor type, or even in the cloud. In this demonstration, I will be protecting one Windows 2012 server on VMware to Hyper-V. So let's go ahead and get started. The first thing that you have to do, of course, is to install DoubleTick on the Hyper-V server itself and on the machine that you're protecting. I went ahead and did that. The next thing that you have to do is to open up the DoubleTick console. Once you open up the DoubleTick console, if this is the very first time, you need to add servers by clicking Add Servers here over the right, or go over to Manage Servers, and then you can click on that and then add a server. For ease of demonstration, I went ahead and added these two servers with an account that is a member of the DoubleTick admin group on both machines. You can add these servers via IP address or DNS name, but please keep in mind that DNS needs to be fully enabled where you have forward and reverse lookups. All right, let's go ahead and get started with creating our job. Click Get Started. The product we're using today is DoubleTick Availability. The task to choose here is to protect files and folders, an application, or in our example, we're protecting an entire Windows server. Select your source server. If you did not add a source server in the Manage Servers page before, you can always click Find a New Server down at the bottom. I've went ahead and added that server before, so I can select it here and click Next. Now we choose the workload type. The workload type we're doing today is Full Server to Hyper-V or ESX. The next step when we choose the target, that will actually determine that we're going to Hyper-V. By default, all volumes are selected, and I only have the C volume. If you have more than one volume, you can deselect an entire volume if you like. However, the system volume must be selected. You can also add any replication rules to exclude certain files or folders if you wish, but I want to go ahead and protect everything, so I'm going to leave the default and say Next. Now we choose our Hyper-V server. Again, if you don't see it listed, you can always find a new server. Now we're presented with the Set Options page. For more information about all the different options that are available with this particular job type, you can give us a call and we'd be happy to talk to you about it. But if you are evaluating or using the product, the documentation, the user's guide, is available wherever DoubleTick's installed in the installation directory. That user's guide in the chapter of Full Server to Hyper-V Protection will have detailed information about all these job options, as I'm not going to go through them all, but I will go through a few, so let's get started. Replica Virtual Machine Location. This is the location where the replica virtual machine will live, and by default, it picks the first non-boot system volume, but in this example, that doesn't have enough free space, so I'm going to select a different drive. You can also see the location is HVRA replicas / name of the production machine. You can also change this if you want, but by default, we're going to put each machine into its unique folder. Replica Virtual Machine Configuration. One of the neat features about the Full Server to Hyper-V job type is that you can actually change the processors and memory that are configured on the production machine to either make them more or less. So it shows me on the right what it currently has is 4 processors and 2 gigs of RAM. I can decrease or increase the number of processors, and I can decrease or increase the amount of RAM. You can also see I have 2 Ethernet adapters. It will create 2 Ethernet adapters on the Hyper-V replica that it will create, but if I did not want a particular network, I can discard it as well. Replica Virtual Machine Volumes. This is the actual disk that we're going to be creating. As you can see, I have a 40 gig disk, of which 17 gigs is used. So it's going to create a 40 gig disk, and the default replica disk format for Hyper-V is dynamic, so we choose dynamic, but of course you can change that if you wish. Replica Virtual Machine Network Settings. This is used when you are failing over to Hyper-V that may be on a different network. As the IP address can't fail over to a different subnet, we actually have the ability to change the IP address from one to another. You can use the drop-down to select either network card and then change the appropriate information. You could change the IP address, subnet, gateway, DNS, doesn't matter. You could change it all, but my Hyper-V server is on the same network, so I'm not going to make any changes. The next section I'm going to talk about is snapshots. Snapshots are a great way to protect your machine in the case of corruption. Snapshots are taken using VSS on the Hyper-V server itself, and we can enable scheduled snapshots and can take them really at any interval. The default when you enable snapshots is 1 day, but I could change it to maybe every 6 hours or something like that. I'm going to leave it at the default, and I'm just going to click Next to go to the summary screen. The summary screen is a pre-flight checklist to make sure everything is set up correctly and that the server is able to be protected by DoubleTake to the Hyper-V server. It will check several things to make sure there's adequate free space, that it's not already protected to another machine or something like that. Any errors or warnings, you can click on them and you can get details down below, and there may be a possibility that we could fix those particular errors. Once everything is in a good state, simply click Finish and the job will get created. Once the job is created, it will be taken to the Manage Jobs page and you can select the server and see actually additional details of what's happening down below. The first thing that happens is we actually create the Hyper-V replica itself on the Hyper-V server. Then we connect the VHD, or in this example, a VHDX file. We connect that up to Hyper-V, format and partition that, mount it up as a mount point to the Hyper-V server, and begin our mirroring and replication process. Let's go over to our Hyper-V manager so we can see actually what happened. If I load up Hyper-V manager, you see I'm connected to CCHV5, and you'll see there's the replica right there, and it's currently off, and will stay that way. If I go into the settings, you'll see that I actually have the correct amount of processors. The hard drive is what I configured it to be. And because I have a Windows 2012 Hyper-V server, it's using the VHDX format. You can see my network adapters and what they're connected to. All the settings that I specify within the job are created. And like I said before, we're taking that disk file, attach it up to the Hyper-V server itself as a mount point, format, partition, and we start mirroring and replicating. What you can see now is that we've actually connected that disk up to the Hyper-V server as a mount point, and we've started the mirroring and replication process. Being that this is a Windows 2012 environment, we have roughly 20 gigs to go. If you double-click on the job, you're taken to the job details, which gives you additional information about what's actually happening within the job. Also, we can go over to Edit Job Properties and change most of the settings in there. The only settings that you really cannot change under Edit Job Properties has to do with the actual replica virtual machine, as that task has already been completed and it's already been created. But other things like compression, bandwidth, snapshot schedule, and things like that can be changed on the fly with DoubleTake 7.0. So now we're back at the Manage Jobs page. You can see we're about 12% done. And keep in mind, even though mirroring is about 12.6% done now, it's continuously replicating, and even after the activity goes to protecting, it's always getting the updated changes, so it's always up to date. We're going to go ahead and wait a little minute and allow that mirror to complete, and then we'll go through the failover process. Okay, we're back, and you can see the activity has changed from synchronizing with a percentage to protecting. This means our mirror is done. However, replication is still ongoing to keep those changes on the production machine up to date. Now we're ready to failover. Before we failover, I wanted to show you that we can actually take a snapshot at any time. You can also click on this icon right here to manage your snapshots, and you can see that automatic snapshot that I said take every day. It actually took that once the mirror completed, and I could failover to that if desired. To failover, simply click on the failover button. We can do a live failover, a test failover, which means power on the replica virtual machine in Hyper-V, but disconnect the network settings. We can also failover to a snapshot. The test failover will also keep the production machine running because we don't want to impact production. And the main benefit of the test failover is you can see the virtual machine come up. You can test for server, application, and data consistency. What we're going to go ahead and do is fail over to live data though. So I'll simply click fail over. This process of failing over is actually quite quick compared to the normal full server protection because the replica virtual machine in Hyper-V is powered off, so we don't have to do as much of the system state processing as the full server protection job type. What's going to be happening here, it's going to disconnect the connection from the production machine because it's still powered on. And once it disconnects that connection gracefully, it's going to go ahead and shut down that production machine. And then it's going to reconfigure the replica and power it on. If the production machine was offline, when you click the failover button, this process would actually be a lot faster as we don't have to wait for the disconnection of the connection. And we don't have to wait for the source production machine to go down. One other benefit with the full server to Hyper-V job type is that if you are going from VMware to Hyper-V, as I am, what we will do is we'll detect VMware tools are installed and you're going to something other than VMware, so this also happens in the full server protection job type, is we will disable VMware tools. So we will not uninstall them, but simply disable them from running. We're going to go ahead and wait a minute and allow this failover to complete. All right, the failover is complete, and this whole process only took about a minute or so. You can see that it says failed over, and if I go into Hyper-V Manager, you can see that the replica is running, and I can connect to it and see that Windows 2012 is actually going to be starting up. Now I'm back at the console. In order to get back, what I would simply want to do is delete this job and create a full server protection job type back to the original machine if the original machine was physical or in the cloud. But if the original machine was VMware, then I could do the full server to ESX job type to get back. Or if the original machine was on Hyper-V, then I could do the full server to Hyper-V job type to get back. Really, the options are open depending on where you came from. This brings us to the end of the Double Take Availability Full Server to Hyper-V Protection. To learn more and to stay informed, please contact us at the numbers on your screen. I'd like to thank you for watching this video, and have a great day.